Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders made his first visit to Northern Nevada Wednesday night to rally for his 2020 presidential campaign. Roughly 1,500 people flooded the city plaza in downtown Reno. KUNR reporter Stephanie Serrano was there.
The local North Chaco Country Band, Dead Winter Carpenters, played while community members settled in around the podium where presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders would soon speak. 5 o'clock hits and there was still no sight of Sanders. That's because three guest speakers held the mic. One by one, they spoke about the lack of affordable health care, spiking rent costs, and the need for accessible higher education. One of those speakers was Marissa Weaselboy, a first-generation Native American representing the Shoshone Nation. She's also a current graduate student working on her master's in linguistic anthropology at the University of Nevada, Reno.
I am not simply an anthropologist. I am an indigenous anthropologist who is redefining how anthropology can work for indigenous peoples. This is why defraying tuition is so important, so others from marginalized groups can do similar work that works to undo damage inflicted on our communities by academics and the institutions of power that backs them.
Only moments after Weaselboy spoke in support of Sanders, he appeared on stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, it is my honor to introduce to you the most amazing fighter for justice, Senator Bernie Sanders!
Sanders spent about an hour discussing his stance on a wide range of topics, from supporting abortion rights to ending private jails and detention centers, and, of course, reducing student debt.
Now, people say, well, Bernie, that's a nice, good idea. How are you gonna pay for making public colleges and universities tuition-free and reducing student debt? And I will tell you how. 10 years ago, the working people of this country bailed out Wall Street after the crooks on Wall Street destroyed our economy. Well, we've introduced legislation that would put a tax on Wall Street speculation, and we will, with that money, fund free tuition at public colleges and universities.
As for the 1,500 attendees, a mix of emotions lingered. Some said Sanders is past his prime and are excited about what other Democratic candidates have to offer, like Senators Kamala Harris and Elizabeth Warren. Others said they're standing behind Sanders because he's been consistent with what he's fighting for. As for Amy Smith, she says she just wants a different ending this time around.
I just want to engage in this election more than I did in the 2016 election so that I am happier with the outcome and feel like I did more than just show up and vote.
Along with Sanders' rally, another Democratic presidential hopeful is visiting Northern Nevada today. Senator Amy Klobuchar is scheduled to hold a roundtable in Carson City. Stephanie Serrano, KUNR News.